वंदेहं श्रीगुरु।
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of June 1975 in Denver, Colorado.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam. I curse you that you will stay anywhere. He said, yes, it is very good. He could curse, counter, but he accepted, yes, it is very good curse. I shall not stay anywhere. You have spoiled my children to become mendicant, go back to home, back to garden. They did not enjoy this material world. You are so heinous, like that. Our students, parents, they are also thinking, what is this nonsense? No meat eating, no illicit sex. The enjoyment of life, everything is spoiled. And they are becoming sannyasi. So they are cursing.
So we must have been hypnotized to give... Huh? You must have hypnotized us, yes, to give this up.
Dr. Judah, what is that, karmistic? Charmistic or...
Charismatic.
Charismatic,
yes.
Yes. Yes, they're thinking it is hypnotic. All young men, their life is for this material enjoyment. And they're giving up everything and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
In Mayapur, there's one astrologer, and I don't know his name. He lives in where the railway is.
Oh, Swarupganj.
Yes, Swarupganj. So he likes our movement very much, and he said that he told one of our devotees that you were the most powerful personality in the world, and he has given very accurate astrology readings to some of our devotees.
And what he has told about me?
That you are the most powerful personality in the world.
If I am representative of Krishna, then I must be most powerful.
Yes.
Krishna is not all omnipotent. Most powerful, that was my God brother. That is very great. They are thinking like that. You are grihastha. They used to say all the grihasthas, pacha grihastha. Pacha means decomposed.
When our devotees go to see a professor, after Bhan Maharaj has spoken with him, the professors don't want to take our books. They make complaints that our books are too sectarian, they're not scholarly, they're not in this way.
He's making that person.
Yeah, he's giving some propaganda.
The idea that he is more scholarly and more academic.
He's asking, you know, where is your book?
He just got that one. He doesn't have that anymore.
He has sold all.
I think I never seen it anywhere.
Well, one thing, there was one debate, and he was there, and our men were there too, and he was representing Krishna consciousness.
Who?
Swami Bhan.
How?
It was an inter-religion meeting, and there were representatives from different Christian, and he was there for Gaudiya Vaishnavism, or Krishna consciousness. But he didn't give any strong argument, he just presented it as if it were another way.
What is that way?
Well, he said, he described it very... about Radha, that Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna combined.
That we say also.
Yes, but the boys who were there, they said it wasn't at all the way you speak. He wasn't saying that ours was the best.
No, ours is the best. He isn't like that. He's best. No, it is as it is.
One of our men spoke up and said, the president of a Toronto temple, Uttama Sloka, he said, so far we've just discussed different religions from a relative point of view. Why don't we discuss what is the absolute truth? Hmm. And they all became, they didn't like that. They said, this is, he said, we feel defensive when you speak like this.
And Swami Ban said, you don't know so much.
Yeah, he criticized our Uttama Sloka. And then he said, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they don't engage in argumentation and debate. So Uttama Sloka said, yes, Lord Chaitanya argued with Prakasananda. But Swami Ban said, no, he didn't convert him by argument. He said he converted him by the effulgence.
But there was argument, Laskal.
And as a result of that, he told one professor that our devotees in general, they're not tolerant when someone speaks something.
You are also not tolerant. Why you have come here? Because you are envious. You are the most intolerant. You are blaspheming.
Yes. He also said that on the altar in Toronto, it's an altar just like in all our temples. He said Lord Chaitanya should not be there with Radha Krishna. They have them separated like...
Why? My Guru Maharaj of so many Mahapur, yes, temples, Chaitanya Mahapur.
All the Gaudiya temples, they
yes,
all have.
I don't know.
Jogpit has.
Everywhere.
Bombay.
Men should be very strong to protest. They must know. He has come purposefully. Purposefully. Of course, he will not be able to do anything. Simply asking, you, sir, what you have done for the last 40 years? And who asked you to start this institute? And why you are called back by Guru Maharaj? You ask these things. And you perform some ceremony for neutralizing your Guru Aparat. He did it. Some astrologer, he admitted that I have offended my Guru Maharaj. So I'm not in Guru. So can you suggest anything? He said that you offer 108 Billapatra to Lord Shiva. And he did it for so many.
Prasthitya, is that called?
Huh? Prasthitya.
You mentioned that in your Nectar of Devotion, that if some offense is committed, it's not necessary to perform any rituals, but to chant Hare Krishna, and that one will become purified then.
He might have started.
And also he felt offended that the Brooklyn Temple did not invite him. They knew. He said they knew he was there, but they didn't invite him.
Why? We could see that it is Gaudiya Vaishnava Temple. Temple. I invited him from...
From Hawaii, you Hawaii. Wrote a letter.
Net result. Have you started anything?
No.
Some trouble.
Disciple in Vrindavan, that American boy.
Yes.
Asin Krishna.
Asin Krishna. He asked him to come also with him to America, but he refused. The disciple refused. He told me that he said, you know, sometimes you can't do everything that your guru tells you to do. So it was a little difficult saying no to my guru, but I had to do it.
Yeah. Living with.
Yeah. He also said, too difficult to live with my guru. I must live apart.
Who asked for the absolute truth?
Uttama Sloka Das.
So, they avoided.
Yes, they asked him. Swami Ban said, don't speak.
Huh?
He asked Uttama Sloka, don't speak, it's just not, you should not speak.
What right he has got to say like that? It was meeting.
Swami Bhama is just a guest also.
So why he said, like, don't speak?
They tried to do that to you, Srila Prabhupada, and they tried to do that to you in Kurukshetra. They did not want you to speak.
Kurukshetra, no.
They allowed you?
Oh, yes.
But after some persuasion, I think.
And they wanted Prabhupada to speak at the end.
Oh.
Oh.
Because you gave the final word.
Yeah. So I gave them all what I said.
So, first you said, Sarvadhamam Pariksha, I give up all of this so-called religion.
Yeah. And I'm cheating.
Yeah, then you, Dharma Projita Kaitava. Then it's all this cheating.
But the whole assembly was broken up after
you, after you finished speaking, you got up and left, and the Acharya, he was supposed to speak, but then everyone else got up and left and followed out.
I gave my body. This is all cheating. Then I cannot do it anymore.
Another report from the that National Library Convention. They have a big sign that the artist has made, and it says, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, the world's largest publisher and distributor of books in the philosophy, religion, and culture of India, as on their booth. And many professors and librarians come. They've given out 400 catalogs. Mostly they don't buy on the spot. They take this catalog back to the library. And they're from all over the country, from every part of the country, they go there.
Catalogs being distributed.
Yes, they're taking them, then they take them back and check them off. And the librarians are saying, as soon as they see our booth, they say, any books on India and yoga and meditation, he says, there's a great demand for them. Many young people want to read about
it. But we have got the largest number of books.
Yes,
we call this yoga system. And
world's largest librarians. They said, well, if someone comes in and asks you for a reference book on yoga or meditation, said, what reference books do you have? And they admit there are no encyclopedias or reference books on Indian philosophy. So they're describing that, our men are describing that the Srimad Bhagavatam is an encyclopedia of all Indian philosophy.
Nigama kalmataru galitam bhalamidam. The essence of all Vedic knowledge.
Sudama Maharaj and I were in Salt Lake City. We were in Salt Lake City. We went to the Mormon church, visitor center. Beautiful presentation. Dioramas, so many dioramas, and a big ramp, circular ramp, like we want to have in Mayapur. You walk up into a big diorama of the universe with Lord Jesus is there. Beautiful presentation. A bogus philosophy, but nice presentation.
What is it, brother?
That when you marry, you are married eternally, and after you die, you go to heaven and you live with your family, your wife and your children forever and ever. That's their philosophy.
Marry?
Eternal marriage. And when you die, you go to heaven in the same body that you're in.
If you don't get married, then you don't go to heaven?
Everyone gets married. They have a nice policy from the year 19 to 21. Every man must serve missionary work all over the world. And then he comes back and is married eternally. And movie theaters. It's 8 movie theaters.
Queens play tennis?
Huh?
Worker, do the queens of Krishna play tennis?
Oh, what is the use of playing tennis? There is mentioned that the workers, they are playing ball on the roof of the palace. The queens. Maybe tennis also there. Playing is there on the roof. Kind of exercise for the women, queens.
Only for the women?
Yes. No men.
Krishna would sometimes play with fruits in the forest. Krishna and his friends would play sometimes catch with fruits.
Fruits?
Bell fruits.
Well, they are playing in so many ways.
Bird is also in India.
Yeah.
The scientists, they would say somehow or other the bird or something.
Somehow or other.
Yeah.
This is science. Somehow or other. Maybe. Perhaps. This is their science. The whole Western country, they are all knowledge, simply speculative. Nothing definite. Professor Dimak has definitely
Yes.
What is that translation or something like that?
Definitive.
Huh?
Definitive.
Then translation of Bhagavad Gita.
A human being, does he become a human being?
Hmm?
Dogs, they are becoming attached to the human being.
Hmm.
Are they becoming human beings in their next life?
Maybe.
Becoming attached to the dog.
Yeah.
Are they becoming dogs?
Dog is never attached.
Eat his master.
Yeah.
Say in Sankirtan, there's only a dog at home.
Hmm?
They knock on the door and there's only a dog.
Oh?
Some of the devotees on Sankirtan.
Hmm.
There is only a dog at home. They will knock on the door. Everyone is gone except the dog. They go from house to house distributing books.
Oh.
They ring the bell and just the dog answers. The dog is living in this big house.